Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A new law is set to revolutionize rural employment in India, replacing a two-decade-old landmark legislation, and this shift has significant implications for the lives of millions of rural households. The centre has notified the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rojgar and Ajivika Mission Act, 2025, which will come into force on 1st July 2026, replacing the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, 2005, from the same date. This new law, abbreviated as VBGRAM, was passed by Parliament on December 18 to 19, 2025. But why does this matter? The MGNREGA, 2005, has been India's largest rights-based social protection law, guaranteeing 100 days of unskilled manual work per rural household per year, on demand. Over its two-decade life, it has generated over 3,000 crore person days of employment, built rural assets worth approximately 4 lakh rupees crore, and acted as a counter-cyclical safety net during COVID-19, when person days briefly crossed 390 crore in 2020-21. It has also faced criticism, including payment delays, wage stagnation below state minimum wages, leakages, and political diversion. The centre framed the VBGRAM as a next-generation guarantee built on MGNREGA's spine. What makes this significant is that the new law promises a 125-day guarantee, up from the 100 days under MGNREGA. However, critics argue that the 95,692 crore rupees allocation, only marginally higher than recent MGNREGA budgets, is insufficient to fund a 25% expansion of guaranteed days at scale. If demand cannot be met within allocation, the legal guarantee weakens into a budget-bounded entitlement, a structural dilution. A 60-40 center-state share shifts a larger fiscal burden to states, many of which already underfund MGNREGA top-ups. Now let us turn to the implementation architecture of VBGRAM. The law involves planning, where works are selected from the Viksit Gram Panchayat Plan, an integrated village development plan replacing the existing GPDP. Gram Sabha approval is retained, and there is convergence with PM Kusum, Jal Jeevan Mission, PMAG, and watershed schemes. When it comes to wages and payments, the Aadhaar-based payment system is retained as default, with direct benefit transfer to job card holder's bank account. Statutory grievance redress is available via block development officer, with appeal to district program coordinator. Technology plays a crucial role in VBGRAM, with AI fraud detection of muster roll anomalies, ghost workers, work overlaps, GPS monitoring of work sites, and NMMS-style real-time attendance retained. Mandatory biannual social audits by independent state social audit units are also part of the new law. But what does this mean for the ground reality of rural employment? The Standing Committee on Rural Development had recommended universalization rather than household cap, linking wages to state minimum wages or dindexed formula, and climate resilient asset focus. VBGRAM addresses the climate resilient asset focus substantially, but the other two recommendations remain partial. Concerns have been flagged by civil society and opposition, including the risk of the 125-day guarantee becoming aspirational without adequate funding, the burden on states due to the 60-40 share, and the potential narrowing of Gram Sabha autonomy by VGPP standardization. Wage rate stagnation and exclusion errors due to Aadhaar BPS issues are also concerns. Remember this number, 125 days, the new guarantee under VBGRAM. Note this carefully, the center state share is 60-40, with a higher share for northeastern and Himalayan states, and 100% for union territories. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The VBGRAM Act, 2025, has a full title of Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rojgar and Ajivika Mission Act, 2025, and was passed by Parliament on December 18 to 19, 2025. It was notified on 11 May 2026 and will come into force on 1 July 2026, repealing MGNREGA from the same date. The guarantee is 125 days per rural household per year, with a center-state share of 60-40. The budget allocation for 2026-27 is 95,692 crore rupees, and there is a provision for a seasonal pause of up to 60 days. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, Governance, Social Sector, covering welfare laws and rights-based legislation, center-state fiscal relations, and Panchayati Raj and Gram Sabha planning. It is also relevant to GS Paper 3, Economy, covering rural employment, agricultural wages, public expenditure, and fiscal federalism. Mains angles to consider include critically examining the concept of a rights-based law without adequate budgetary backing, evaluating the role of MGNREGA over two decades, and discussing the center-state fiscal implications of the 60-40 cost-share formula. With the introduction of VB Gram, India is set to embark on a new path for rural employment, one that promises more days of work but also raises questions about funding, implementation, and the burden on states. This shift has significant implications for the lives of millions of rural households, and its success will depend on careful planning, effective implementation, and a commitment to addressing the concerns of all stakeholders. The fate of VB Gram will be a crucial factor in India's efforts to promote rural development and reduce poverty, making it a vital area of focus for policymakers, scholars, and UPSC aspirants alike.